Welcome to Compare to Who, the podcast to help you stop comparing and start living. I'm your host, Heather Creekmore. I hate to admit this, but I used to secretly obsess over my appearance. I thought it was part of my job as a woman to always look better, but never felt like I could be good enough. Maybe you can relate. God, in His grace, showed me a way out, and I want to give you all the tools you need to break free too. If you've ever spent too much time stressing over your looks, I get it. I hope you'll keep listening and find the same freedom I have. Here are three other things you should know about me. I'm a minivan driving mom of four. I'm author of the book Compared to Who and The Burden of Better. I'm a blogger at comparedtowho.me, and you just may have seen my epic big fail on Netflix. If you've ever struggled with comparison or body image issues, Compared to Who is the show for you. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and hey, tell a friend about it. Hey there, welcome to Compared to Who, the podcast. This is Heather Creekmore, and I am so glad that you're listening today because today is day 25 of the spring break free. For the last 25 days, we've been looking at all of the different ways our body image issues affect us, how we can be free from body image issues, what are some practical things we can do to keep this body image idol at bay. And I just pray something over the last month has helped you see your body image in a brand new way. I hope that maybe this information on body image idolatry, maybe that was a brand new concept for you. I hope something has started in your life that will take you in a new direction, one where you will go from obsessing over what you look like or your size or your shape or your appearance or whatever the hang up thing you have about your body is to a place where you can find new freedom in Christ. So today we're going to talk about some more practical things for handling a summer. And I'm really excited to get into the meat of that content with you. But before we do, I just want to invite you. Starting May 17th, my friend Erin Carey and I have a program called Refocus 21. Now, we used to offer the program on social media. We had so many friends that didn't want to be on social media, and we didn't want to have to be the reason that they were on there. So we decided to move it to my website. So there's no social media required. And this is a program where I talk to you more in depth about things like renewing your mind by capturing your thoughts. We talk about what does health really mean? Is it okay to chase health, or do we sometimes mistakenly chase a beauty idol and call it health? We talk about good habits. We talk about rest. We talk about a variety of things, but we talk about them in a very specific way that is related to your body image and your body image struggles. Now, my friend Erin Carey, she is a certified nutrition coach, but let me just sound the alarm right now. This is not dieting information. Most of my listeners have been on diets for most of their lives. So we're a bunch of macro calorie nutrient experts. So I would never invite you to something that was just way too basic for you. This is a program that goes deeper with food. Why do we emotionally eat? Is there something physiological going on with when we eat, why we eat, why we eat too much, why we eat too little? Erin is an expert on hormones and how they play a role. Erin is just, y'all, she's just so sharp. And she has the same story too. She struggled with body image all of her life. She was diagnosed as bipolar, but through supplements and good nutrition has been able to manage that. And she doesn't even have to take meds anymore. Not that there's anything wrong with meds, but she is just really good with figuring out the root problem and what could be going on biochemistry-wise with our eating and all of those things. I'm not doing an adequate job of explaining it, but I did want to just sound the alarm and let you know this is not a diet program. We're not going to tell you that you should eat a healthy snack every afternoon if you're hungry, you know, and that a healthy snack is an apple. You guys know that. Okay, so we're not going to insult your intelligence. This goes a lot deeper into eating, why we eat, and all of those things. So I think you'll really, really get something out of it. I know I have, and trust me, I have a PhD in dieting. So anyway, that's called Refocus 21. You can sign up for it on my website, and I hope you'll join us. It'll be a great time. Erin and I interact with you throughout the 3-week class. It takes 21 days to break a habit, so we feel like 21 days is the perfect amount of time for us to work together, and I hope you'll join us. If you have questions about that, you can feel free to reach out to me too at heather@comparedtowho.me. Okay, now for today's content, day 25 of the Spring Break Free, what I really wanted to talk about was how to prepare for summer in a practical way. Now, I'm going to be doing some episodes this summer. One is going to be called, Do You Deserve to Wear Shorts? Because I feel like that's a really big deal. A lot of people I talk to when summer comes, they're like, yeah, my legs, I should never wear shorts. I can't wear shorts. And so it's 110 degrees outside and they're still wearing jeans. And so we are going to talk about that later. As the summer goes on, I'm going to bring up some topics like that. But today, I want to talk today specifically about swimsuits, right? Because yeah, okay, shorts are a pain. But swimsuits, ooh, that takes it to like another level, right? Oh, pool parties, beach vacations, all the things. And so I did a video on YouTube called How to Try on a Swimsuit. And it was originally part of the Spring Break Free. If you want to watch that video, you can go to the Spring Break Free notes for today on the blog on comparedtowho.me and go to Spring Break Free Day 25. And you can watch the video on how to try on a swimsuit. I'm a little excited in the video. So you'll have to just forgive my extra exuberance, but I'll give you the basic rundown though. I think when you go to try on a swimsuit, there's a couple important things to remember. So idea one for you is to not look at the tag. You might want to look at the price tag, but don't look at the tag if it's a picture of a model wearing the swimsuit. Most swimsuits come with a tag like that. Friend, that's just not going to help you out, right? You are going to see that image of this woman wearing the swimsuit you're going to try on, and then you're going to go see your image with that swimsuit on when you try it on. And that's just not going to be a good thing, okay? So try not to look at the picture of anyone else wearing the swimsuit you want. Now, if you're ordering online, yeah, that's tough. It's next to impossible, right? But I would just encourage you to try not to focus on what that model looked like in that suit. And remember that that model gets paid a whole lot of money to make that suit look good. And then even after she gets paid a lot of money to make that suit look good, a Photoshopper comes in and adjusts things just so. And so you don't have any chance of looking like a Photoshopped model in the mirror, okay? Even the model doesn't have a chance of looking like a Photoshopped model in the mirror. So I would just encourage you to let go of any expectations in your heart that come with seeing someone else model that swimsuit, okay? The second thing is I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time obsessing over what you look like in the swimsuit, okay? If you're someone who has body image issues, let me just tell you straight up, friends, I didn't like what I looked like in a swimsuit when I was a very, very small size, okay, and teaching 2 boxing classes a day. I was fit and I struggled with looking in the mirror at what I look like in a swimsuit. And yes, I struggle now sometimes too, right? I think, like I've said throughout this course, the key is not to love your body. My goal is not to take you to a place where you love what you see in the mirror. My goal is to convince you that what you see in the mirror isn't the whole picture. And beyond that, it's not the most important thing about you, that you can still love and serve Jesus and have a great and joy-filled life on this earth, even if that image you see in the mirror is not what you would prefer. So when it comes to swimsuit season, we miss out on a whole lot because we don't want to wear the swimsuit. We don't like how we look in the swimsuit, all the things, right? And so my encouragement to you today is don't stress over how you look in the swimsuit. Look in the mirror when you try one on. Make sure nothing's sticking out that shouldn't be out and exposed, right? Like everything needs to be tucked in where it goes. Give a quick flash to look at your rear side in the mirror, but don't stare in the mirror. Trust me, the longer you look, the more you are going to find things that you don't love. It's just the way it works. When people say, just stare in the mirror longer and harder until you love yourself, it just works the exact opposite for most of us, right? The longer and harder we look in the mirror, the more we find to obsess over, okay? So be quick with that mirror. Try the suit on. If it fits, great. If maybe you already have a suit, your suit from last year or years before, right? Try it on, make sure it fits, and then just go with it. Now, I would say, and I think I may have recommended this before, but I think a fabulous idea for every woman in the summer is to have a summer dress that you feel confident in, that's super comfortable and super cool, breezy cool, right? And that can be a perfect thing to go over your swimsuit so you feel comfortable and relaxed wearing that. And then when it's time to shed the dress, you get your swimsuit on, but you're not stressing the whole way to that point with some cover-up that's uncomfortable or you feel like it's too exposing or any of those things, right? Those are some of my best tips for swimsuit season. I tell the story on the blog about one day I was at the pool with my children, and this was just like sitting outside my in-laws' house. So we weren't at a public space, but I had been laying there all afternoon in the chair, just feeling great. Like, just, I love the sunshine. I am a sunshine fanatic. Like, I just feel awesome. I'm just having a great day. I had my book and my lime soda fancy. I felt like it was a fancy drink, and I was just feeling good. And then I had to go to the bathroom, and I went inside, and instead of just washing my hands quickly and leaving, I washed my hands, and then I started to walk out of the bathroom, and I turned around and I looked back at the mirror, and I saw a reflection of the back of me in that swimsuit in the mirror. And I was suddenly reminded, and the Bible tells a story about Lot's wife, how she turned around and turned into a pillar of salt because God told her not to turn around. Now, I'm not saying God is telling you not to turn around in this situation. Like, that would be a total stretch and not good theology. But I'm just telling you practically, my friend, if you want to have a good day at the beach, if you want to have a good day at the pool, don't spend too much time staring in the mirror before you go. Don't spend too much time staring in the mirror when you have to use the restroom. I'm just telling you, it can ruin your day and there's no need for it. Okay. Now, what do you do if it does ruin your day? That's when you have to start preaching the gospel to yourself, my friend. Like, when you do turn around and look back in that mirror and see, oh my word, that's what I look like in this suit, and those are the thoughts you have, you've got to talk back to those thoughts. You've got to say, oh, praise God that my worth and value does not depend on how I look in a swimsuit. Praise God that I can define beauty the way God's word defines beauty instead of the way the world defines beauty. And that frees me of having to be a certain size or a certain weight or look a certain way in a swimsuit. And then you can say things like, thank you, God, that I have a body that works and I can be out here to play in the pool with my kids or to swim in the ocean or just to take a walk on the beach in a swimsuit, because you've made this beautiful creation and I can enjoy it. And so I want you to remember the bigger picture this summer. Don't get hung up on, what do I look like in my swimsuit? I can't do this. I can't do that. Ugh, it's going to be so awful to have to go to this place and wear a swimsuit all the time. No, friend. That is like missing the forest for the trees, okay? Life is so much more than what you look like. And the truth is, you are more concerned over what you look like than anyone else on the planet. No one else is staring at you thinking, I can't believe she looks like that in a bathing suit. I mean, all you have to do is go to a water park. I love going to water parks, not because I love slides or anything like that, but it's just such a great reminder for me that women come in all different shapes and sizes. And when I look around at a water park, what I notice most often is it may be one out of every 200 women look somewhat close to how a model on a magazine cover looks. One out of every 200. The other 199 don't look like a cover model, right? And their sizes vary, their shapes vary. We're all built differently. So I'm rambling a little bit today, but this is all in the bucket of just encouraging you. Make the summer matter. Don't miss out on summer because you're obsessing over your body. God has freedom for you. I tell you, friend, I had that constant conversation in my head over what I look like. I mean, I remember before my husband and I got married, we were engaged. We went to the pool together, and he didn't say anything about how I looked in a bathing suit. And I sat there just obsessing, thinking he must think I look really bad in a bathing suit. And I sat there in the chair right beside him, just wheels spinning. He must think I look really awful. Oh, I bet he doesn't even want to marry me anymore. Oh, I bet he's like, why am I engaged to this person? Because she looks so horrible in a bathing suit. I mean, these were the thoughts that I was bombarded with for at least an hour at the pool. And then finally, I just exploded. I was like, I can't believe you think I look so bad in a bathing suit. You don't even want to be with me. You don't want to marry me anymore. And he was like, what are you talking about? And it was a good reminder for me that he didn't hear that private conversation I had in my head. But beyond that, like, the truth is we are so much more concerned about what we look like than anyone else. So as we close the Spring Break Free series, friend, I just want to encourage you, be free, be free. And if freedom still sounds elusive, if it sounds impossible, if it sounds, oh, I just will never get there, then let me help. Let me help. I do coaching. Like I said, you can take the Refocus program, which may be a good first step into coaching. If you haven't read my books, I would really encourage you to do that. They should be going on sale. The Kindle version is going to go on sale really cheap in May. So I hope you'll watch for that. You can download the book. Most of the people I know that have downloaded the book ended up buying a hard copy. So if you want to save Kindle copy and just go straight to the hard copy, you can do that. But I'm just warning you, you may want a hard copy because there's questions in there for reflection. And I would encourage you to work through those questions, but don't stay stuck. Freedom is possible. Keep listening to this podcast and don't stay stuck. Well, that's all for the Spring Break Free. Thank you for being on this journey. If you missed any episodes, they're all available. Next week, we'll get back to regular Compared to Who podcast episodes. And our first one is going to be so awesome. I'm going to be interviewing two women that went through Refocus and then went on to coaching with me. And they're going to tell their stories and just what their experience was like. It's going to be a great episode. You're not going to want to miss it. So once again, thanks for listening. I hope something in today's episode has helped you stop comparing and start living. Bye-bye. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.